Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Max.
Hello, everybody. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。今天节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利啊。每周三我们都会给大家免费送纸质版的英文原版书。大家微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖啦。
Yeah, we have carefully picked out these English novels. They are very, very good materials for learning English.If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So, go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to you all.
So, Max, I know that now you're happily married. So, here's a question for you. Can you imagine your marriage lasting 74 years?
74 years?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure I'm able to live that long. But...Speaking of which, Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip's relationship spanned 74 years, the longest of any British monarch.
Yeah, right. And now it's sad news that Prince Philip just passed away weeks ago. 这个坏消息大家应该都知道了，全世界都知道了。就是菲利普亲王呢，在4月9号去世了。那他和女王的婚姻呢，就定格在了74年。
But he had been hospitalized several times in recent years.For various ailments and departed this life at the age of 99. So, it is sad news, but not that it's shocking.
Yeah, you're right. 99岁的高龄嘛，而且还是 died peacefully, 平静离去的。所以大家悲伤肯定是很悲伤，但是并没有多震惊。那其实呢，我对这段74年的皇室婚姻很感兴趣。那 Max 又是英国人。So, how about you tell us more about this longest royal marriage?
Sure, let's talk about that.And as more people are getting to know who Prince Philip was and talking about his stories, he hasn't really gone.
Right. So, 我们今天就一起来聊聊他们之前的爱情啊，用这个爱情的甜蜜一起来缅怀菲利普亲王。关于今天的笔记呢，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。那我们刚刚说他们的婚姻持续了74年。刚刚 Max 用到这个单词啊 span, their marriage spanned 74 years.
Right. Here, span is a verb, meaning to last all through a period of time. For example, we can say his acting career spanned for 55 years.
对,这里的 span 是个动词啊,就是持续贯穿。那女王和亲王的婚姻持续了70多年。我们也可以说 their relationship spanned more than 7 decades.
Do you know how old they are when they first met?
他们俩第一次见面时候有多大吗? I have no idea.
They first met in 1939. An 18-year-old cadet, Philip, was introduced to a 13-year-old Princess Elizabeth.
18 and 13. So for Princess Elizabeth, it's puppy love.
Exactly. I think some students might be a little confused here. What is puppy love? It's not love for dogs or puppies.But it might be the romantic love that young people feel for someone else.
对，这个 puppy love 不是真的说对小狗狗的爱啊。这个 puppy 它确实是指狗狗小时候很可爱的那种小幼崽嘛。所以这个 puppy love 你可以理解为就是小时候的这种爱，所以就是早恋了。
You know, it's said from then, the young royal never thought of anybody else, and they began to exchange letters through the war years.
浪漫哎。第一次见面开始，女王眼里就没有其他人了。然后当时亲王还是海军学院的学生，对吧 ？At that time, he was a cadet.
Right. Besides being a cadet, do you know that he was also a Greek prince?
A Greek prince? 亲王原来是希腊的王子吗 ？I didn't know that. I thought he was a British.
No, he was born in Greece, but prince of Greece and Denmark, but then later exiled. And as growing up,He found himself bouncing around Europe, the royal equivalent of sofa surfing.
他的成长环境还挺曲折的，是一位被流放的王子，然后呢，后来一直在欧洲的亲戚王室家里寄养。这个表达挺有趣的，就是皇室版的沙发客 ,bounced around Europe, the royal equivalent of sofa surfing.
So, appearance-wise, they are a good match, but title-wise, no.So there was originally some resistance about the marriage from the crown.
A good match. 就是说他们俩还是外表挺般配的。还可以说成 a perfect match. 虽然颜值配，但是呢，英国皇室会觉得亲王不够好，对吧？
Right. many thought Philip too brusque, too unpolished, also Greek, too un-English to marry Princess Elizabeth.
Too brusque and too unpolished?
Yeah, brusque is used to mean using very few words, in a way that seems rude. And the word unpolished means pretty much the same thing, impolite and not elegant enough.
这个 brusque 就是说话少但是没有礼貌 unpolished 也是差不多没有礼貌然后不够优雅所以就是 too Greek, too un-English to marry her.
Here's an example to show you how brusque can be used. On a visit to Australia in 2002, he asked an Aboriginal businesswoman whether you still throw spears at each other.
就是说话不分场合嘛他有一次去访问澳大利亚的时候就问一个土著哎，你们现在是不是还互相扔长矛 throw spears、
oh, Prince Philip was famous for his quips or some other gaffes but anyway in 1947 they wed in front of 2,000 people at Westminster Abbey
Yeah, we know the word wedding 就是婚礼的名词但它其实还有一个动词就是 wed 就是结婚但用法稍微正式一些或者是报纸上经常这么写所以说女王和亲王呢在两千人面前成婚了就是 they wed in front of 2,000 people.
Right. Or we can say the couple plan to wed next summer.
Right. So by the time they wed, Princess Elizabeth was still the princess, right? Not the queen.
Yeah. They knew the princess was destined to become queen, but she had expected a few more years to live a life of their own. So after a mere 5 years, in 1953...Princess Elizabeth had the Queen's coronation.
Right. 成为女王之后这个 title 就变化了嘛。原来是 Princess, 但加冕之后就是 Queen. 加冕就这个单词 coronation. So how about Prince Philip? Would he become the King Philip?
No, never. He's not the King because he's the consort of the Queen. So his title was still the Prince.
I see.虽然和女王结婚了但她头衔并不会变成国王 King 还是这个 Prince Prince Philip 所以菲利普女王就是女王的伴侣这个伴侣 you use this word consort right?
Right consort is a formal word meaning the husband or wife of a ruler like we say the prince consort refers to Prince Philip
Alright anyway the position changed from a husband to the prince consort was not that easy right?从一个丈夫一个爸爸身份突然就变成女王的配偶是不是还挺难的
Well, for a man used to commanding ships to suddenly being a supporting role cannot have been easy. And let's not forget this was the 1950s when it was extremely rare for a husband to be outranked by his wife.
那个时候男性地位还是会要更高一些嘛。那这个地位更高呢用一个单词就可以了 outrank.Out 在这里是个前缀就是有超过的意思所以 outrank 就是地位更高
There's a series of similar words like outsmart, outnumber, outgrow
Like I live a healthier life than you do so I might outlive you
Okay So I wish you could manage a 74 year marriage
Okay 那除了这个男女地位啊他们俩之前的感情还有没有什么挑战 Any more challenges?
Yeah During the 50s and 60s, Philip was painted as a man adrift with alleged affairs and anger. He was unsure of his place, his role, and his life.
Alleged affairs, 就是疑似的暧昧关系。也就是说他们感情其实也经历过一些诱惑嘛。
Right, but eventually he found it was crafting his own legacy while supporting his wife.
那在他们俩五十年的结婚纪念日上呢女王当然发表了演讲感谢她自己的丈夫她这么说的她说 I and his whole family and this and many other countries owe him a debt greater than he would ever claim or wish I ever know 就是说呢亲王不索取但自己也默默承担了很多大家都对他很感激欠他一份恩情
Right And again, I would like to thank Prince Philip for his years of service and to give my queen and her family my best wishes in this sad time.
也希望亲王一路走好，那他的婚姻，他的付出都会被历史铭记的。好了，那最后呢，再告诉大家一个消息啊，现在我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。同时呢，还有一个专属学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师会在群里带着大家一起来学习7天。这个活动特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学 但是现在限量200个名额，所以想报名免费体验的，大家赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入啦。
Thank you so much for listening. This is Max.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。